Unit 3, Chapter 8, page 117. The Reliability of Eyewitnesses.
One night, when Jennifer Thompson was a 22-year-old college student, someone broke into her apartment and attacked her. During the attack, Jennifer tried to observe and remember details about the man who raped her. The next day, she identified her attacker in a lineup. When the case went to court, she positively identified Ronald Cotton as the man who raped her that night. The court believed the victim's testimony, convicted Ronald Cotton, and sentenced him to life in prison. But Jennifer Thompson was wrong. 11 years after she first identified Ronald Cotton as her attacker, Jennifer provided a blood sample for a DNA test. Then the DNA was compared to evidence from the attack. When Jennifer received the results of the DNA test, she was shocked. Her attacker was not Ronald Cotton. Instead, her attacker was a man named Bobby Poole. The two men were similar in appearance. Ronald Cotton had spent 11 years in prison for a crime he did not commit. Bobby Poole confessed to the crime. He was sentenced to prison, where he died several years later. The jury convicted Ronald Cotton because of the eyewitness's testimony. They believed Jennifer Thompson. She positively identified Cotton as the man who attacked her. As a result, Ronald Cotton lost 11 years of his life. Jennifer Thompson saw the man who attacked her, yet she mistakenly identified an innocent person. Similar incidents have occurred before. Eyewitnesses to other crimes have identified the wrong person in a police lineup or in photos. Many factors influence the accuracy of eyewitness testimony. For instance, witnesses sometimes see photos of several suspects before they try to identify the person they saw in a lineup of people. They can become confused by seeing many photos of similar faces. The number of people in the lineup and whether it is a live lineup or a photo may also affect a witness's decision. People sometimes have difficulty identifying people of other races. The questions the police ask witnesses also have an effect on them. Are some witnesses more reliable than others? Many people believe that police officers are more reliable than ordinary people because they are experienced. Psychologists decided to test this idea. Two psychologists showed a film of crimes to both police officers and civilians. Their findings were conclusive. The psychologists found no difference between the police and the civilians in correctly remembering the details of the crimes. Sometimes the testimony of several eyewitnesses may be inconsistent. They may remember details differently. However, despite all the possibilities for inaccuracy, courts cannot exclude eyewitness testimony from a trial. American courts depend on eyewitness testimony to resolve court cases. Frequently, it is the only evidence to a crime such as rape. Furthermore, eyewitness testimony is often correct. Although people do sometimes make mistakes, many times they really do identify individuals correctly. American courts depend on the ability of the 12 jurors, not the judges, to determine the accuracy of the witness's testimony. It is their responsibility to decide if a certain witness could actually see, hear, and remember what occurred. In a few cases, the testimony of eyewitnesses has convicted innocent people. However, it has frequently resulted in the conviction of guilty people. Consequently, Eyewitness testimony continues to be of great value in the American judicial system.